Anthony.
It is my turn, huh? 4 o'clock hour. Welcome in. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Just finished up the Big Five, and the last one kind of got our attention a little bit. The Tampa Bay Rays, obviously dealing with that massive hurricane that destroyed their stadium beyond repair, will have to look for a new home. Now, before we went to break, somebody said Oakland, and like my heart sunk.
Scraby said it.
In terms of they no longer have a team there anymore. So it is an open stadium to play at.
Haven't they demolished it already? I mean, no, it was on the verge of being demolished.
It's going to fall down by itself, Chris.
My concern there is, I mean, who's taking care of the stadium right now? Like,
They can't move to Oakland.
They went into the States.
The Rays would show up for the first game, and there'd be weeds that would be shoulder high.
They can't move to Oakland. I think that was more of an Oakland A's
Montreal.
Fan.
Remember,
so far
this
away.
Same owner was petitioning to play half of his games in Montreal.
I've also read they could go to Steinbrenner Field, which is close by.
The Arizona, I mean, the spring training facility?
Yes, yes.
How's that going to work?
Well, Toronto Blue Jays did that why did they have to play in Buffalo? Was it because they couldn't travel across the border because of the COVID stuff?
I think that was COVID, yeah.
Toronto and Buffalo are pretty close to each other.
And they're super close.
Yeah, I've
just
also heard...
swim across Niagara Falls.
That's not an easy swim. I also heard that they are looking into like Orlando area because they have a lot of facilities, which is kind of close to.
Man, that's going to be tough on the pockets there. I mean, not that the Tampa Bay draws a ton of people anyway, but
yeah.
I mean, playing in having two teams playing in like AAA style stadiums seems a little bit of a mess.
Speaking of the Athletics, though, next year, Tony kind of discovered this yesterday while we were looking at the schedule next year for the Padres. The first road trip for the Padres includes a trip to the Cubs and then
Sacramento.
So you guys are going to be like one of the first.
We're like the guinea pigs, basically.
Guinea pigs to get to play in Sacramento the second week of the season.
You want to show up. I know it'll be hot as who knows how much when we get if you go in June. But by that time, they've worked out all the kinks.
At least they've worked the kinks out. Yeah. Where was the stadium last year where there was the rat in the
That
was Oakland, right?
Yeah.
So, it had a possum, too, right?
It was a possum. Possum was 2 years ago.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. There's always something.
There's a different rodent in there every year.
Oh, no. The rat was Francisco Lindor and Jeff Francoeur.
That was a few years back. That was
They
New
saw
York.
A big city rat and they fought about it or something.
Something like that. Yeah, no, I mean, it'll be interesting. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw Vegas had their renderings pop up.
I have not
stadium
seen
looks. You know, it looks
pretty
like
sweet.
It looks be like it'll be hot. It's like
where
a big silver
Tropicana.
It's
hotel
like a big
was.
Silver dome, and it just seems like it would attract the sun just beating on it.
Oh,
you see it?
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it.
I mean, it looks.
When
like,
is that going to be ready? 27?
I don't. Do they even have the ability to build it yet?
So here's the deal. The funny thing is, it's just a rendering, right? Like we know how it seemed like. The city of Las Vegas seemed to be quite lukewarm on it. They hadn't really, like, jumped out there and like, yeah, we can't wait to have them here. It almost seemed like they're like, hey, man, take all the time you need up in Sacramento until, it, you know, 26 rolls around.
I like how the rendering that they put out is great and everything, except for they have Phase 3 hotel, like all of the surrounding buildings that they're hoping to sell that are not there yet, like F&B, food and beverage, spa, casino. Like this whole thing is a disaster. It's a disaster.
I have a question for you there, Ken Jennings. When are you going to get the game show underway?
Waiting for you guys.
Let's do it. Chris,
well, you're
the
one going on and on and on about the stadium.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know Gen 4.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
You know, next time Chris is talking about 1935, I'm going to be like, you're still going on about that?
Oh. I'm surprised you didn't turn my mic off after
that. No, it's fine. I thought we were, I was, anyway. anyway.
Sports gravy.
Rules, you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you are a first-time player, let us know before you get into it. You'll get that question for free today. And Chris vs. the Fans is presented by SD Fat Loss. Lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 60 days. Visit SDFatLoss.com to schedule your free consultation. And we are going to be playing for some tickets today. You will win a pair of tickets to Parker McCollum at Calco's Credit Union Open Air Theater on October 25th. Limited tickets remain at Ticketmaster.com. Let's go to our first contestant. Let's go to Tim. Hello, Tim.
What's up, Tim?
What's up, guys? Little report from Baja Ricks. I told you, Scraby.
Oh,
I got
Tony, yes.
I had to go buy a new helmet to match everything because look good, play good, and I got an all-star in the back seat.
Congratulations.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Team.
Awesome. Awesome. Yes, I do remember meeting you, Tim. Thank you for coming by.
Tim, are you going to draw crayon stuff on your car to note the fact that you have an all-star? A lot of people do that.
Not my car, but the wife's car definitely got decorated. I avoided that.
All right. Fair enough.
Smart man.
Does that stuff come off easy?
It doesn't come off that easy.
I was going to say. All right. Here we go, Tim. Question number one.
Yes, I avoided it.
Who is the starting quarterback of the Browns right now?
I want to say Deshaun Watson, but that means they benched him.
Nope, you got it. I'll just stop it right there.
Deshaun.
All right, here we go. Question number two. What Padres player finished second on the team in OPS this season?
Ooh, go with Jerickson Profar?
Jerickson Profar. Stay there.
Second
on the team.
Not first, but second.
Yeah.
This is
only a number two question.
Second,
right?
Number two.
Yeah, I get it. In what was it? OPS?
OPS.
Yeah.
Manny. I don't know.
Wow. Tony, do you know? You're still there, Tim.
Tim, you've already won, Tim, but
he's advanced. That's a tough one.
Is it Toddy?
No, wow. I can't believe that no one.
Are we missing?
Jackson Merrill.
Yeah.
Well, who was first?
Jerickson.
Well, Profar was first.
Yes, okay. Yes.
All right.
Well, thought that was going to be easier, but
it was not easy for anybody.
Okay.
But hey, good
that
for you, Tim. You're moving on.
All right. Third and final question. Now, I don't know if Chris knows this, so this is a toss-up for me. The Pittsburgh Penguins once had a live penguin as their mascot. What was the penguin's name?
What?
We'll go with Peter. Peter the Penguin.
Peter the Penguin.
P two times.
Stay there.
If you know this, Chris, dude, there's something wrong.
Mario Lemieux? I don't have any idea. I don't have the foggiest idea. Never heard that one. So, Tim, you were a winner today.
Wow.
Unless his name is Mario Lemieux.
Wait. What did Tim guess?
He guessed Peter the Penguin.
What are we doing?
The answer is Penguin Pete. No,
I don't
Peter
know.
Peter the man. Penguin. Say this. Penguin the Pete.
Tim, you got it, man. Tim, you win every which way.
Stay right there, Tim. When I did the research for this question, I did not see it ever being Peter the Penguin. It was always referenced Penguin Pete.
Okay. Is Pete short for Peter?
Yes. Yes, Tony.
I'm just saying. It's the same thing.
Okay. I thought I would be getting flack because he didn't answer it the right way.
No. Andrés Giménez, RBI.
Chris is just moving right along.
Single. Cleveland extends.
Your guy is up right now.
3-1 lead. You know what? Hill in this game as well,
which we didn't see. He must have heard you talking about him,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I was talking flack on old Hedgie. He's up there with a chance to do a little damage here in the sixth inning with the guards now up 3-1.
One of the Yankees pitchers threw a pitch and then had to be removed from the game, so I don't know what happened.
I believe that was Ian Hamilton in relief. Came out after seven pitches.
Seven pitches.
Yeah.
Are we going to
keep
it?
Only two of which were strikes.
Clearly got hurt because you got to face three batters, and I'd assume seven pitches wouldn't get you through that.
That's right.
Most of the time, so.
All right, good job. You know what? You're coming up with crazy difficult questions lately. I think that's 3 days in a row that I've been wiped out quickly.
Amazing sports.
Everybody
trivia.
Already knows about the book, but I've really dug deep in the book now.
Yes, you got to Penguin Pete. You're digging.
Here is the... In 1968, in an effort to bring in more fans after a less-than-stellar inaugural season, they brought in a live penguin as their mascot, who was known as Penguin Pete.
Very good.
Peter
the Dolphins,
the
under the same subject, the Dolphins used to have an actual dolphin jumping around in a tank.
Yeah, I saw that. Ace Ventura.
The,
yeah.
No. Ace Ventura recreated it for that movie, but the real team did have a dolphin.
In the I think that's
early days
up,
of
honestly.
Miami Dolphin
yeah, I
football.
Mean, you know, that would never work in 2024.
No, I'm glad it doesn't
they
work.
They wouldn't
in
be able to get a game.
The Dolphins, I've always felt bad for the whales that are captured and
at
stuff.
SeaWorld.
I didn't want to bring up the name because it's a local
area. Well, you just
area.
Did.
Well, I mean, I read this
everybody
whole,
knew what you were
I did
going
this
for.
Whole podcast thing about how whales, orcas, they whenever they would capture an orca to bring it back to SeaWorld, the mom searches for their child for months at a time, trying to follow the boat and trying to hear the cries of their child. So that is depressing.
That
and
is kind of depressing.
That is why dolphins should not be in tanks at Dolphin Stadium.
You see orcas around the world are taking action. They're not playing around.
Yeah,
they're coming after your boats.
If I ever see one, I would be like, I'm a friend, not a foe.
I don't think he's going to take time.
He's
or
gonna be
she's
like,
going to take time to listen.
You're cool, man.
My wife worked at SeaWorld for 16 years, so
I know
am
she
silent
did. I know she
on
did.
This discussion.
I'm heard, wearing my orca shirt right now.
I've heard the other side of that argument ad nauseum for a long time.
What's the other
so.
Side?
I'm not really into all of it right now. That's all we need is PETA to get mad at me.
Right.
I would have to check my car for explosives if I do that.
Oh, my gosh. So. Do you know one of my first radio jobs was to go down to a PETA gathering and get audio for a news radio station mm-hmm. here? And it was one of the most wild things I've ever done.
Yes,
because
sir.
I didn't even How say so? Anything to this woman, but she was in my face like, you probably eat meat, don't you? And I'm like, I'm just trying to get why you're here. You know, I'm just trying to bring some news bites back.
She
was so angry that I was even there. And I'm like, I'm trying to.
You look like a meat eater, though. I'm just saying.
I am a meat eater. I mean, I'm not going to deny that.
There's a clip.
you walked right into that. Let's get to break. When we return, we got our pick'em, don't we? NFL pick'em?
Yeah, we got to do our picks. So.
NFL pick'em when we return. We're going to Chris. There's traffic.
All right, wrapping things up. We got 6 or 7 minutes left. The Guardians need 9 more outs to climb back at least somewhat into this series. They're leading the Yanks 3-1. Big blow, Kyle Manzardo, 2-run homer. They had that on the bingo card. Cash in. Gwen and Chris here, heading towards Thursday night football. Saints Broncos coverage begins shortly. So we have to get into our NFL Pick'em segment for this week, Scrabe.
It's time for Tony and Chris to face off. Playing for a season-long prize of pride.
I see pride. I see power.
The guys make their picks. And then they stress over their picks all weekend.
No! Please, no! No! No!
Gwen and Chris, NFL Pick'em starts now.
I'm the only one who's been stressing over their picks this year. Because I'm getting a lot of them wrong. Tony, meanwhile, is cruising along. And in our point system, leads 39-25. That's a fairly big spread, but it is still early in the season. Last week, we both scored 6 points. We got all 3 of our picks correct. We both missed on our upset pick last week. Tony, you go first this week with a 14-point lead. Where would you like to start?
Sounds good. Let's start out with the mascot animal Bills.
Oh, the Bills. That animal.
Oh,
that animal.
Oh, even start.
Yeah.
I had many people say I got hosed on that.
What? Who told you that?
Who told you that?
Basically everyone I talked to.
Basically liar.
Everyone. A bill is an animal. Okay. So you'll take in the Buffalo Animals, Tony?
Buffalo Animals, yes.
All right. Commanders, as much of an animal as a bill. I'll take the Washington Animals over Carolina for 3 points. I'm kind of sold on this Jaden Daniels at this point.
With a good reason.
Yep. All right, two-pointer, Tony. Who do you like next?
My two-pointer.
Gets a little trickier here.
Oh, give me.
Found one?
Yes, give me the Rams.
You like the Rams?
Yes, Las Vegas has no one player.
So bah.
That's right.
Scrabby is always going to... You'll never be a Ram fan. They're in your division, but you'll have a soft spot somewhere for the Rams because they won you a game of fantabulous.
The older I get, the more I love animals, Chris.
Good.
Good information.
Don't try to draw me back into that conversation again. I'm not going.
Sorry.
I don't really like another game here, so for 2 points, I don't see one. Jacksonville's a big favorite, but that's Jacksonville. I don't really like Cincinnati. I don't like anybody. I'll tell you who I like for 2 points. I think Houston's due for an off week.
Houston's
due for an off week. They go to Green Bay. I'll take the Pack at home over the 5-1 Texans. That's a really good team, but I'll take Green Bay to beat them at home.
Mm.
All right, one-pointer, Tony.
Yeah, I don't trust a lot of these squads.
Yeah. It's not a trusting week.
No, it's not. My one-pointer, well, it's there, so give me Cincy.
You will take Cincy.
Okay.
They're home to Cleveland. Believeland. My 1 point for me will be... Scraby, you're going to defend this, but do you think the 49ers should be favored over the Chiefs, even though it's in San Francisco?
I do. I don't. I do. Short answer. I don't think the Chiefs are as good as last year.
Hmm.
They do have a lot of injuries, the Chiefs, right now,
yes,
right? They have no receivers and no running back.
Yeah. So. They have Kareem Hunt now they brought in. I mean, they had to sign Juju or bring in... someone.
All right,
remember.
I'll take Jacksonville against my best
wishes. You
know
their team very well there, Scrape.
Yep.
Jacksonville beats the Patriots in London. Although I thought Drake May looked okay last week. But I'll take Jacksonville. There's nobody else that stands out. All right, there's our 3-2-1. Now an upset pick. Somebody's going to win straight up that is underdog. If that team wins, you get the number of points they're underdog by. Tony has been very good at this. 4 weeks out of 6. You have straight up picked an upset, Tony. That's very good. That's why you're leading. What are you doing
this
week?
Man, that is really good.
It is really good. I'm trying to put the kibosh on you by, fawning all over your selections.
Is that what you're doing?
That's what I'm doing, yes.
Oh, wow. How about we go... How about we go to New Orleans tonight?
Saints tonight. That's pretty good. For three? Three points if they beat Denver. I'm getting a little desperate, even though it's early in the season. I shouldn't.
Really desperate.
But I'm going to go desperate.
Because it's too early.
So desperate because I'm going to take Deshaun Watson.
Oh, man.
Wow. Cleveland is just due for... Their defense played much better last week. And Nick Chubb back. I have not been impressed with the Bengals yet.
Me neither.
So I'll take Cleveland to pull off an upset there. I would get 6 points if that happens. All right. There's our picks. We'll see how it goes. Check in with you on that next week. I just got 7 texts in a matter of like 1 second.
About our show?
Gosh.
I don't know. It was Tony typing in our picks.
Oh.
I'm like, where did I get 7 texts from in like 1 minute? They're Tony's picks.
I forgot I was doing that. Yeah. I got all of our picks in there.
What is happening here? My phone is buzzing
I
like
thought
crazy.
I angered the whale people.
Yeah, I thought PETA was...
PETA was on its way.
PETA's on its way. Yeah, I'm going to need security going out to my car. Even though I did not, well, maybe they could perceive that I did.
Yeah, because you said you had another perspective.
I know, I do.
That's a mistake.
Yankees,
that's
a mistake.
You can't have another perspective.
Yeah, you got like...
No, you can't. With the PETA
PETA
people,
are some of the
they do not, they do
most
not
dangerous
like,
people.
PETA people do not like other perspectives other than their own. All right, let's get off of this quickly.
Yes, I know. I'm feeling uncomfortable too, Chris.
Yeah, it's no good. All right, Yankees went down in the 7th, so... Guards are six outs away there. 3-1 Cleveland. They're singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game in Cleveland right now. Dodgers Mets later.
Cleveland!
But right now, you folks out there, enjoy some.
This is for you.
Thursday Night Football. Denver Saints.
Come on, Saints!
Sounds like another 3 points for Tony. We'll see how it turns out. Back tomorrow at 2 o'clock for Scraby, Tony, Chris, Gwynn, and Chris, 97.3 The Fan.